This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, July 22nd, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Sources on Capitol Hill reporting that House Republicans will not try to pass the Agriculture, FDA, and Financial Services Fiscal 25 bills this week as planned. However, the House Agriculture Committee is expected to hold a hearing on farmers' current financial situation. Gary Adams with the National Cotton Council says fiber producers are seeing red ink, with cotton prices now running between 12 and 15 cents a pound below the cost of production. Adams says supply and demand are in a challenging ratio.
You know, inflation at the consumer level is really starting to make them reevaluate their purchase decisions. A lot of times apparel can be more of a discretionary purchase, and we're seeing them, you know, be more cautious there in that spending. I think we're also continuing to see strong competition from polyester. China's the largest producer of synthetic fiber. Polyester's in the 50 cent range when you look at what comes out of China. So that's another factor. Demand is one of the things that's struggling, at the same time that we're seeing international production, particularly from our two largest exporting countries that are competitors of the U.S., Brazil and Australia, we're seeing that increase.
Adams says the strong U.S. dollar isn't supporting imports of raw fibers, but more of finished product. Adams further says a change in import rules has made product imports even more of a challenge.
In about 2016, a change was made that any product coming in with a value of less than $800 is not assessed a tariff, nor is it really any subject to the inspections that would go on when we think about things such as Forced Labor Prevention Act that's in place. So we have had a tremendous increase in the amount of textile products that come in under de minimis, and that also then puts even greater pressure on our domestic textile industry.
Today, the American Farm Bureau Federation and more than 500 other groups representing agriculture, nutrition, conservation, the environment, rural development, and several others sent a letter to congressional leaders calling for passage of a new, modernized farm bill. The groups recognize that time is running out to craft a farm bill this year. Adams says the House Agriculture Committee's farm bill meets many of their needs.
So when we look at the package that Chairman Thompson came out of the House Agriculture Committee with, it effectively addressed the priorities that the cotton industry had. It made a meaningful increase in the reference price, will provide a solid safety net in this current environment. And that's the kind of farm bill we need to see at the end of the day. So again, our message is support is needed now more than ever, and that's why we're continuing to encourage the agriculture committees to do what they can to try to get it done this year. And we understand lame duck is probably the time or the window, if you're talking about in calendar 24, to get it done. There's got to be a lot of background discussions going on between the four corners to get us ready to take advantage of that window after the election.
On the other hand, Adams says another extension of the 2018 Farm Bill creates a devastating set of circumstances for many cotton farmers.
I think the consequences of that, at least as we look within the lens of the producers we're talking to across the Cotton Belt, is that, I mean, it sets up what I would simply say are devastating economic circumstances as we go into the 2025 planting season. And those growers are going to their bankers with, if all they're having to show to their banker is this is the safety net we have is the 2018 Farm Bill, then I don't think it's overstating things to say that sets up a devastating situation for a lot of our growers. And I'm afraid they leave that meeting with their lender not having the financing they need.
You can hear more of Gary Adams' comments on the cotton industry on this week's open mic at www.agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. U.S. sugar policy is critical to American food security. U.S. sugar policy allows American farmers and sugar producers to keep grocery store shelves stocked with American-made sugar, supports more than 151,000 jobs, and contributes $23.3 billion in annual economic activity. Learn how bipartisan support for sugar in the Farm Bill benefits every American at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.